Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
So, Texas Blues bringing us back. That's Billy Dusty and Frank. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And you can find that one and my new one, The Third Ingredient, on Amazon. So check those out. We're having a great visit with a new friend. Kristen Shivago is the author of Roadmap to Revenue. She's a revenue coach. She also owns a digital marketing company. And Kristen, thanks again for being here. ShivagoPartners.com, right? That's the website?
Yep, thanks.
And so I know your book is available as well on the booksellers' locations.
We're just about to go audiobook, too, which is kind of cool.
Ooh, good.
The book's been out a few years, and now we're
Are you going to narrate it?
Audio side. No, I actually got somebody else to do it.
I decided.
I just didn't have time.
I'm having to make that decision now myself. I'm trying to decide if I want to do that or hire somebody. So, all right. So you've got a digital marketing company that when you said you started your business in 79, in 1979, mm-hmm. 1989, maybe even in 1999, it would never have occurred to you that you were going to one day have a digital marketing firm, right? This is largely new territory, right?
I stayed in tech. Yeah. So I mean, my husband and I worked in business together for a while. We were a tech ad agency in mm-hmm. Silicon Valley, and we helped launch all the technologies that we're using now pretty much.
In 1989, right? I mean, I'm just saying that what you're doing now with digital marketing is new. It's a new world.
Oh, yeah. And I would also say that marketing has changed more in the last 2 years than it did in the previous 20.
Explain.
Even on the digital side. It's different.
Explain.
So people are struggling with that.
Explain what you mean by that. Why is it different? How is it different?
Well, customers have really changed the way they buy, and it's a lot because of mobile. It's a lot because of voice search, where we just talk into our phones now and ask questions. So Google's moving. Google
Amazon
definitely shifted more towards mobile, and now they're shifting more towards voice searching. So we all have to be conscious of that, how people search. It's very important.
And you mentioned Amazon has control
of
a lot of that, but I mean Google does, but Amazon has about 40% of the voice right now, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really shifting things, and it's all the more reason why you really have to understand how people are searching for you and what they really want, what problem they're trying to solve. And it isn't mm-hmm. ever what we think. So that's the first thing. The second thing is understanding that you really have to do a certain number of things to even get on the radar of Google and to be found when people search for you. So mm-hmm. there's kind of a baseline of activities that you have to do. And if you don't do them, you just won't be there. You just can't compete. And it's sad, but it's just the truth now. So you have to have good content. You've got to have a decent website. It has to be clear about, you know, it has to be relevant when they first come in. And we all know this as buyers.
It's got to be mobile compatible. It must be essential.
Yes, it does.
No exceptions.
Yeah. Right.
Keep going. You're doing good.
Yeah, and there's even a way in Chrome, by the way. I'll just give you a little tech tip. If you're in Chrome as a browser and you want to see what your site or anybody else's site looks like, you just go up to the top, and I think there's a category called Developer and then Developer Tools, and then you get to see your site on a number of different devices. There's a way to click on a little icon that shows a mobile screen. And it just you can go down and see what it looks on the iPhone and the Android and so on.
Wow.
Which is really important.
I haven't seen that. That's pretty cool.
It's helpful.
Keep going.
And
you're doing good. Tell us some more about what you're telling your clients to do.
Well, you've got to have content. You've got to have ongoing, relevant, refreshed, frequently refreshed content. So Google starts thinking that there's nobody asleep at the switch at your place.
Right.
Your business is basically your website. So you have to have a decent website. It's not that hard anymore. There's templates out there a lot of platforms to make it much easier than it used to be. You don't have to have a custom site. You shouldn't even pay for a custom site.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got to do social, and it just reinforces in Google's mind. It's part of the ranking algorithm.
Right.
You have to be emailing and calling, and especially in the B2B side, you've just got to be just rattling the bushes.
And you need some multimedia too, don't you? You need some video. You need some audio. You need multimedia too, don't they?
Yes, they do. Video's gotten very important, very mm-hmm. important. Even for B2B companies, it's super important.
This tells them who you are. This is really difficult. This requirement you're talking about, which I agree with you, it's getting harder and harder for small businesses, isn't it?
It is. It's a barrier. It's something they just have to say, okay, I'm going to have to spend a certain amount of months to make this work. And by the way, the big mistake everybody's been making is they go to specialists, and then they try to make them all work together as a team, and that's tough, which is why...
Yeah.
I call my company a digital marketing management company.
Right.
So we pull together specialists, the best people we can find, who do this kind of work all the time, understand it, keep up with it.
And leave their egos in their own shop.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a big deal
right
there.
Very ego-free.
Hey,
no,
I need give us the website one more time, Kristen.
It's JivagoPartners.com.
All right, ZHIVAGOPartners.com. The book is called Roadmap to Revenue. Yes. Kristen Zhivago, will you come back?
I'd love to come back.
We enjoyed having you here. Good job today. We'll get you back again real soon. Kristen Zhivago, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.